Kenzo Atsushi and Kongo too. The day of my trip arrived. I took my bags and went to the airport to catch the plane to the Congo country. I arrived on a trip to the African country called Congo in the town of Kalemi. I went straight to the village. I ended up getting lost in the middle of the road. I felt tired and hungry walking. I felt a headache and seasickness. My eyes were getting dark. I saw a being in white approaching and I fainted and I woke up in the hospital lying on a bed. This man said that he brought me to the hospital. Then he left. The doctor entered my room. I asked, "What city is this?" The doctor said, "This is the capital, Kinshasa." I thought to myself, this man of God brought me from a village far away to the capital. It would take him only by plane or helicopter to reach the capital. He arrived very fast. I was in the small town of Kalemi. I got up from my room and went to the reception. I asked the girl who was the boy who brought me and what was his name. She replied, "No boy has brought you. You are without any companion." I thought to myself, that man in white who appeared to me when I fainted can only be the angel of the Lord. He took me in his arms and brought me to the hospital. He must have moved supernaturally. I was in a place far from the village. No one was there with me in that place. If it had not been for the angel to save my life, I would have starved to death or been eaten by a wild animal. Who was the human being who could find me in a difficult place and take me to a hospital so fast? No car would reach a place that is forgotten by the world without landing place. A place lost in the middle of small trees. There is no airplane landing in that place where there is a forest. The small town of Kalemi to getting to the capital is too far. Kalemi to Kinshasa is 2,242 kilometers. It would take 36 hours by car to reach the capital. Principalities. I was tired. I rented a hotel in the capital. On my arrival, I prayed to God and in a vision, I saw the principality of the war, a giant demon that incites war all over the world. I saw deaf demons and mute demons possessing people in Congo. Demons frogs coming out of lakes and rivers and possessing people. The Holy Spirit revealed to me, in this country, there are many deaf and dumb because of the demons. I saw devils coming out of the sea and possessing people on earth. When I received this vision, I went to a church in that city. The Holy Spirit guided me to go there. In this church, when I entered there, no one knew me. The pastor gave me the opportunity to minister without knowing me. I believe it was the Holy Spirit who touched his heart to let me minister. I saw many wars in the churches because of the souls. The shepherds waged a war for the souls. One attacked the other and denigrated the church of the other only to get all the souls of that place. I saw one pastor making opposing prayers to destroy the other's church, and when one church closed, the other pastors were happy and celebrated the failure of the other. The Lord revealed to me saying, ambition for money is a big dispute. The Lord showed me in a vision. The demons laughing at those shepherds who celebrated the closures of the churches. I went to the street to buy some food for lunch. I went into a small food market. The owner of the market approached me. She said, "What's your name?" And I said, "My name is Kenzo." When she approached me, I felt a strong evil presence. She answered me saying, "My name is Akila. A month ago, I saw a flame of fire walking towards that place. That torch was in human form. This city is given to darkness. This human torch-like person I saw entering that place illuminated the dark and black city that is taken from the force of evil. No Christian enters that place because of the weight of the negativity of darkness. You are that human torch entered that place. You're very brave to come to this place. I want to tell you that you're not welcome here. You're our enemy. I'm a sorceress. I have 15 houses. 3 places, 4 new cars, and a large amount of money in the bank. Today I can tell you that I am a financially accomplished person. Satan gave me everything in exchange for the pact I made with him." I looked at her and said, "You are being deceived by him," and I left. Months later, the Lord showed me in a vision a black demon entering the house of this sorceress. He pointed his finger at this woman. From his hand came out an evil dart and hit the mind of the sorceress. She fell on the ground dead. The Lord said, "This woman has worked for Satan all her life. She has had everything she asked for. She has conquered many goods on earth. Now it is time for Satan to seek her soul. She has sold her soul to the devil. Conquests on earth ended. He came to get his soul." The next day I got up early and went to the market to talk to the owner of the Akila market. One of her employees told me that she died last night, fell on the dead ground just like the vision I had. She died at the same time I was having the vision. On leaving the market, a gentleman stopped me on the street and said, "Demons do not want you here, get out of our city. It's a curse on our plans and purposes. You came to bring light to a city plunged into the underworld of darkness." That man, while threatening me, was gone. Now I know the demons do not mean one in this place and is warning all his agents. I went to my house and I had another vision. I rented a small house in the village to spend my mission in it. In the vision, I saw a great war of the wizards against the church. The churches were being bombarded with spells to weaken the town and to close the doors of the churches. The Lord showed me another vision. When I was coming to this country, the demons left where I live and went to this country to warn that I was going to do a mission there. In the vision, I saw the demons where I live passing information of my life to the demons of that country that did not know me. These territorial demons organized and formed a diabolical army to protect their lands. After these visions, I understood the desperation of the sorcerer in that place. The night I went to a church near my house. Before beginning to tell the testimony about what the Holy Spirit has revealed to me about the people of God, I will say a prayer. Lord Jesus, deliver your people from the customs of the world that is entering the churches. They do not know that it is the work of Satan. These evil customs are weakening your church. They do not understand that the Lord abhors vanity. Sin enters their lives without anyone noticing and kills the Lord's church. May the Lord my God awaken these people. They do not watch. The Holy Spirit has turned away from sin, impurity and all the dirt that is on the altar. The church has grown in quantity of people but has fallen in spirituality. The supernatural works of God have not happened. I see a church fallen and defeated by Satan. The devil has operated in taking possession, fulfilling their plans. Their evil plans are at work among the spiritually dead churches. They do not obey your word, break the new covenant and do what the word condemns. Have mercy, Lord, on your people. Raise them up, do not let them prostrate themselves before sin, renew the covenant. And make a new covenant with your people. Work again your signs, cast out all evil in the midst of your congregation. I went to the church. Before I began the ministry, I prayed. I saw many people fall into demonic attacks. I saw deaf people fall into demonic manifestations. I cast out devils and people began to hear. I saw demonized people fall into demonic manifestations. I expelled demons and people started speaking. A paralytic in the wheelchair began to scream. He was demon-possessed. I cast out the demon. The man got up from the wheelchair glorifying God. My vision inside the church opened and I saw large black scales falling from the eyes of many brethren. I saw their spiritual visions opening up. I saw angels from heaven descending on that place, touching the heads of each brother. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that God was giving the sound of understanding and wisdom to some brethren at the end of ministry. I saw the brothers coming out renewed. Corruption in churches. I went home to bend my knee. My spiritual vision opened and went further. My vision penetrated several churches, temples, and cathedrals of the Congo. I saw in the pulpit altars much witchcraft. The shepherds did the ritual of witchcraft on the altars of the churches for their gods. I had another vision. This time my vision was in the four corners of the world, from the earth globe. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that many pastors are Freemasons, sorcerers and Satanists and are opening churches everywhere in the world. All their churches are full of people for the ease of the gospel without renunciation that they preach. Angel of Light. The next day a person knocked on my door. I opened it. The man introduced himself as an angel of God. I saw how that man turned on an angel with huge wings. His white color glowed. He said, "I'm going to do the next mission with you." I said to him, "As you go with me, I did not ask God for any help, and even if I did not ask, the Holy Spirit would reveal to me when God is going to send a helper." The angel said, "You did not pray for this mission today? That is why it was not revealed. Our God knows very well our needs. He knows when the man needs help. You do not remember when you were in the village, and if you lost, you did not ask for an angel, but even so our Father he sent me to save you. He knows when we need help. And that's why the Lord sent me." I said to the angel, "I go to the village where I got lost the first time in 2 days. And the angel said, "2 days hence find me in the center of the city. I will go with thee." And the angel departed. Leslie sends a message to my cell phone from the United States. He said he had a dream with me. He saw me carrying the cross and he helped me carry this cross. We both shared the weight, each one carried the cross a little. Leslie says he will help me in this mission. He said that next week he is coming to the Congo to help me. He will bring 6 more brothers from the church where I am the pastor to go with him. 2 days from now I am going to travel and wait for them in the village. 2 days passed. I go to the center of the city to meet the angel. He was in the form of a man. I said to the angel, "Let's go by car to the village. When I arrive in the village, I'll tell you what the mission is going to be like." That man turned into an angel. He was walking on foot to reach the village. The angel said, "It is very dangerous. They will kill you. Do not preach the gospel until you convince them that it is good, earn their trust." I said, "I will enter with a prayer of deliverance not to let the demons manipulate them against me." The angel said, "It will frighten them if you make the liberation. It is better to arrive like a tourist." I said to the angel, "Are you the head of the mission? Or my helper?" The other angel who went with me in Syria was my helper. The Lord does not want to help me. He wants to say how my mission will be. The other angel agreed with me. The Lord is not willing to agree. I did not ask God to send a helper. The Holy Spirit did not tell me that an angel would come. I know what to do on this mission. I only do what the Holy Spirit told me before I came here. I prayed before I came asking for strategy. Angel, I cannot feel your presence like that of the other angels who came to me. Although you shine like other angels, you came as a man. I did not feel your angelic presence and now transformed into an angel I cannot feel your presence, because it is neutralizing this energy of your body so that I do not feel. The angel gave a moan trying to resist. I said, "Demon, finish the disguise. I felt your evil presence when I rebuked you, get lost. It's over for you." That white angel began to turn black and that glow darken. He turned on a bat of wings and disappeared. When I called out the name of Jesus giving him orders to reveal himself, he tried to resist. He made a huge effort not to reveal his identity as he gave the small moan trying to hide his evil presence. I could feel his demonic presence lightly, discovering his identity. He had no choice but to reveal himself. I've had several experiences in deliverance, demons have already appeared to me and I've been to hell. I know what an evil presence is. If I did not have the gift of discernment of spirit, I would never have captured that very weak presence of that demon. He wanted to disrupt the mission that God gave me. He wanted to direct me what to do. He never agreed with me. Everything I do is directed by the Holy Spirit. Who does not agree is not in the same purpose as God. Dead raised to life. Finally, I arrived in the village. I saw many poor people there. I introduced myself and began to talk about Jesus, about salvation and all the miracles he did. The patriarch of that wooden house where I stayed was almost 100 years old. He lost a person from his family. A great-great-grandmother said, "You talk so much about this Jesus. My uncle died 2 days ago. So far, no sorcerer has been able to bring him to life. None of his gods have been able. Not even the chief sorcerer has managed to make him live, and you tell me Jesus brings the life. If this Jesus came to bring the life, prove this now for my family and all here, we will accept your Jesus." The patriarch's great-grandfather had his uncle's body brought to me. That corpse had been wrapped in cloth for 2 days. They still had not buried him, waiting for the miracle. The patriarch's great-grandfather said that I would be the last to try to revive his uncle. If this fails, then he will be buried. I said, "I cannot do this. Only Jesus who has the key to death. Only he who can give life. I do not determine anything. Only Jesus does. The word says that man is subject to die once. Then the judgment comes. If he died, it was because the day of his departure had come." The great-grandson of the patriarch said, "Then your God is a farce." I said, "I cannot do this. I cannot go against the word of God. If the word says that man dies and follows his judgment, I cannot make anyone return from death." The great-grandson said, "Then you will be stoned and we will throw your body in the river like crocodile food." I said, "Okay, do not do anything to me. I'll try to make your uncle relive." They brought the body of the deceased wrapped in the cloth and placed near me at 6 in the afternoon. I began to cry to God to put the spirit of life of that man in the body. I was given 10 hours of the night to raise him to life. I was exhausted and tired of praying. "You have until 4 o'clock in the morning. If we cannot, we will bury our uncle and you will be stoned to death. Now I and my family are going to sleep. Some men from the community will be watching over you not to run away." While those men kept watching me all night, I saw my failure. I was already thinking about my death when the hour approached at 4 in the morning. Even so, I prayed with faith. I did not let my weakness overwhelm me. I began to think of the revelation that God had given me that I would die in that last experience. I wondered, has the hour of my death come? Will I die at the hands of these men being stoned to death? It was 4 o'clock in the morning. I prayed to the Lord even more strongly, saying, "Lord, hear me. Help me, do not let me die, raise this man up," but nothing happened. I was on my knees before that body. When they came to me, the dead body is shaken and that corpse began to cough. That corpse rose from the ground. Jesus raised that man. Those people came to believe that Jesus is life. I won that whole village. Only the sorcerers who did not convert, but had hatred for me because they could not make the dead walk. The chief sorcerers were full of hatred for me. Now they had no more credibility. The gospel gained strength in that place. The dead rose. I took a shower, changed, and also became rejuvenated. I preached the gospel in that village and a poisonous snake bit me on my leg. I felt the fury of Satan over my life. The people of that village learned to like me. They were worried about my health. I was in a village far from the city. There would be no time for me to get to the hospital alive. Some men who knew the hospital helped me walk. I could not walk straight because of the leg injury. I walked 15 minutes on foot until I got the first car and they took me to the nearest town. When I was inside the car, I realized that that wound was closing. Something supernatural was happening to me. I was getting a miracle and I got to the hospital. The doctor asked, "What sickness do I have?" I said I had been bitten by a snake, but the doctors did not see the wound that had been closed. They could not find the place of the injury and asked if I was feeling bad with dizziness, weakness or dark sight. I said I was feeling great. The doctor said, "Are you sure? You said you took a snake bite. We cannot send you away without knowing if it was really a snake bite." I said I did not. I was better. I was cured. My wound was healed. The marks of the snake's teeth that bit me had disappeared. It confused the doctors for not having the wound. I could not tell if I had been bitten actually by a snake. They made an examination on me and did not find any poison at all. It was a miracle. When it happened, God's healing had taken all the poison leaving spreading through my body. I returned to the village and told the miracle to the people. Leslie plus the six brothers who came with him, arrived from the United States and managed to find the village, thanks to the location points I left on the way for them to arrive. I left signs on the trail with my name because I knew the road was difficult to access. Leslie had a dream of helping to carry my cross. This dream was beginning to be fulfilled. I had finished my mission there. We were ready to leave and go to the city. That very night, I was awake and saw a sorcerer levitating. His feet did not touch the ground. He crossed that river walking over the waters. He is the chief of sorcerers of that village. The Lord revealed to me all the wickedness of that sorcerer. He is so strong that his spells cause car crashes, killing his victims. He even made a plane crash. When I took the plane and entered his country, the demons warned him. He tried to overthrow my plane. He was disputing sovereignty with another sorcerer from another city to see who would dominate the whole country. This sorcerer whom the Lord has revealed to me is called the Shadow of Death for having led many people to death. The other sorcerer who disputed with him the sovereignty of the country lived in another city called Pointe Noire. The Lord said, "My servant, I know what is in your heart. You want to stay here to confront the sorcerer of this city. You will not stay in this village. You have done your part. This people that you have won for the kingdom of God will win many sorcerers. You will go to the town of Pointe Noire." The other day I, Leslie and the six who came with him arrived at Pointe Noire. I made a division to facilitate our mission to preach the gospel in the city. Macon and Everton will go on the mission together, Nathan and Entities will be together, Anthony and Leslie will be the last pair. I stay on the mission with Brother Patrick. We began to do the mission in that place. Anthony and Leslie were arguing. They were not uniting to win souls. I said, "When two do not agree, they do not go together according to the Bible. Leslie will do the work with me and Anthony will walk with Patrick." The work began to walk well until Macon became ill and left his partner Everton alone. Macon, unable to do the work because of the virus, returned to the United States. I told Everton, "Your mission partner has returned. So, you will not be alone. I ask you to go back too." Everton went away. The persecution was very great in that place. Many did not want to receive the gospel there. I, Leslie, Nathan, Henry, Patrick, and Anthony were suffering persecution. Nathan was scared to lose his life and asked to return to the United States. He left. Henry became ill. No conditions for the mission. Anthony, used in the revelation, said that Henry's illness is a work of black magic. Anthony went away terrified. He said that he was not prepared against the wizards and returned to the United States. Patrick, without his partner Anthony, said that he was not prepared to do the mission and that he needed to pray to God to prepare spiritually and left for the United States as well. Henry improved from his illness and said, "Henry, your mission partner went away, you will be alone. If you want to return to the United States, you can go back." Henry said, "I will not go back. I'm not a coward. I'll stay until the mission is over. Leslie, if you want to leave, you can go. I'm already used to doing my missions alone." Leslie said, "Pastor, remember my dream? I helped him take the cross. I will not leave him. I think it's better for us to do the mission together. Now that our brother Henry lost his partner, I prayed to God the night and asked for an answer, because the missionaries of my ministry were getting sick. The Lord showed me in a vision the sorcerer Shadow of Death working hard in black magic and hidden to end our missionary work. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that the missionaries were not clothed in the armor of God, so they were struck by the evil of the sorcerer. This sorcerer whom I saw in vision is the chief of sorcerers who dwells in the village. I, Henry and Leslie went to do the evangelism work during the day. The night Leslie had a chance at the church, Henry ministered and I prayed for healing and deliverance. Then we went back to the hotel we rented. That night Leslie went bad and fainted. Henry and I were worried because we were not expecting it. We prayed for Brother Leslie. The Lord showed me in a vision the chief of sorcerers doing a death spell to kill me. He sent this spell to me. I saw in the vision when a black light in the shape of a ball came towards me and hit me, but it did not penetrate and took another direction. That ball at high speed hit me and came back taking another turn and hit Brother Leslie. I saw in a vision that black ball entering his heart. That death spell was meant for me, for that sorcerer did not like the souls I gained in the village of the town of Kalemi. I was sure that Leslie was dead, for in the sight God showed me the spell was death and hit his heart. The big problem is that Leslie is not a believer who is intimacy with God and who likes to pray. Brother Henry and I were not hit because we live a life of consecration and communion with God. I have taught Henry since he was converted again to live a holy and prayerful life. He has been a convert for 2 years and has never left that discipline. So that spell of death has not reached him. All the missionaries who came with Leslie have returned. They were not prepared for spiritual warfare. Henry was the only one of the seven who came who showed that he was prepared psychologically and spiritually. Leslie suffered a casualty that cost him his life. Despite not being so spiritual, he has been brave and worked hard on this mission. I know that Leslie is not ready to die. I know the companion of the mission that walks by my side very well. I know all my sheep. The Holy Spirit tells me who is prepared to be saved. If by chance Leslie is not prepared, I and Henry prayed. We had a lot of faith that God would resurrect just like he did with that man from the village. I do not believe that Leslie's day has come. He had that dream helping me carry the cross. He cannot die now. My journey is not over, Leslie will still help me on this walk. When I was praying for him, I came back to life. The angel appeared to me and Henry. That angel called me and my spirit went. Henry was holding my body so as not to fall to the ground. I was not understanding what the angel wanted, but I obeyed and went to him and together we went down to hell. Look at Brother Henry's account of all this. My name is Henry. And I'm on a mission for the first time with my pastor. Talking about angels. Never seeing one. Hoping to one day be able to see angels. That night I could see an angel that appeared to us. I could see his glory. He shone like a white light. I was amazed by his beauty and the intimacy that Kenzo has with that angel. If I had not been with the pastor, I would never have seen the angel. I recognize that for me to reach this great spirituality I must ascend the spiritual steps until I reach that level. My pastor to get in this intimacy besides giving up the world and living a life of prayer and holiness, he was tried by God and passed all the tests. He has conquered this intimacy. Now look at Leslie's account in hell. I'm Leslie. A member of the church where Pastor Kenzo founded. Was in the hotel next to Henry and the pastor and I felt a strong pain in the heart that I lacked the air. When I woke up my spirit was coming in from a dark tunnel. I walked inside that tunnel until I reached a vast dark place. I began to hear screams and the more I walked, the more I saw fire coming out of the ground until I came to places where I heard people screaming and moaning. It was the first time I was in hell and began to contemplate the horrors of that place. A devil saw me walking through hell and caught me and threw me into a fire hole. I felt a lot of pain in that place. Deep in my heart I knew I was not prepared to die. Debts. I died with many sins in my life that I should arrange. I owed the bank a few months without paying. I borrowed money from my neighbor and I did not pay for it. All my sins went like a movie in my mind. I felt pain in my soul, psychological and spiritual pain. A real torment. Anton LaVey, Aleister Crowley, Lenin. I saw the Satanist Anton LaVey and many who followed him. I saw the Satanist Aleister Crowley and others who admired his sect. I saw the socialist Lenin in hell. He also worked for the Satanist. All these were in hell until I saw Pastor Kenzo and the angel in hell. They came to rescue me. The angel took my hand and pulled me out of that hole where I was. I could not get out by my strength. When I left, the angel and Kenzo went to various places in hell. I saw when the angel came up with me to earth. Then I realized I was already in my body. After I came back from hell, I made a concert with God and decided to live in holiness for the rest of my life. I'm Pastor Kenzo. I'm going to report my experience in hell. Brother Henry and I prayed for God to raise Brother Leslie. I knew he was not in a good place because he had not made a concert with God. That I worried to know that his soul was not saved and had gone to the loss of darkness. God could raise him up, but the angel sent me to where he was to rescue him from that horrible place. It was all God's permission to let Leslie die and go to hell. All this was part of God's plans for his spiritual growth. Today Leslie is more spiritual. He has been a vessel in the hands of God after having renounced everything. The angel went up with Leslie to earth. I stayed in hell waiting for him to return. Christians in hell. The angel that led Leslie came back to me and took me to other places in hell. I saw believers in hell for causing confusion within their congregations. They like to see the church like a circus on fire. I saw believers in hell for being ungrateful to the people who helped them. I saw believers in hell for being more friends of the world than of God. They love the pleasures of sin instead of holiness. They gave more place to the flesh than the spirit. I saw believers in hell because they were traitors to God. They exchanged Jesus for the pleasures of the flesh. They gave up being soul winners to live a life of general prostitution. I saw believers in hell who loved themselves more than God. Their lives were more important than anything they thought of their selfish lives. Work. Study and have material things, forgetting the work of God. I have seen timid believers who have failed to preach the word of God because of their shame. They failed to gain many souls because of cowardice. All the timid were in hell. I saw abominable believers in hell. They practiced all sorts of sins. I saw defiling believers in hell. They stained the holy altar of God with lies, idolatry, apostasy, and heresy. They profaned all that was holy in uncleanness. I saw believers in hell speaking empty words. They talked about movies, football, amusements. They talked about the life of others, but they did not talk about Jesus to the people. They were wasting time talking about empty things while souls were dying. These believers were all in hell. I saw believers in hell for speaking awkward words. They only spoke profanities and sexual immoralities. These believers were in hell because they spoke filth by the mouth. I saw believers in hell for being slanderers. They slandered innocent people for something they did not do. They accused people with no proof whatsoever. I saw believers in hell because they were lacking in self-restraint. They had no brakes in their tongues. They exaggerated to people in everything they were going to do. They went from the measure when they spoke. They talked too much. I saw believers in hell because of gluttony. They were addicted to eating more of what was needed. They spent money to the point of being in debt because of the food and wasted all the rest and leftover food throwing in the trash. I saw believers in hell because of laziness. The first believer left his son starving of milk because he did not like to work and his wife suffered from lack of food. The second believer was a church worker and was lazy to win souls, preach the word of God and evangelize. He did not help in the work. These two lazy believers were in hell. I saw believers in hell for practicing cheeky jokes inside the congregations. They made the pulpits of clown boxes. They made the altar of the church of comedy. They disrespected the holy cult. They joked in the worship services. They preached the word with mockery. Making funny in the pulpit, people paid no attention to the word but to their jokes. All believers who make jokes are in hell because the word of God is not a laughing matter. It is serious. They are dealing with the salvation of souls. I saw in hell stupid believers. They had no intelligence in the word. They believed in the heresies and lies of the false prophets. Because of their foolishness in practicing the heresies of the false teachers, they went to hell. They were not clever. They had no knowledge of the truth. They were believers deprived of the instruction of that which is of God. I saw believers who are in hell because of lust. They liked sexy women and having sex with prostitutes. I saw in hell the believing dogs. They lived an impure life. They returned to the practices of sin even after they became Christians. These are called dogs and are chained in hell like animals. I saw believers in hell for being cheaters. They were doing business to take financial advantage by deceiving their victims. My trip in hell ended after the angel showed me all this. The angel and I went up to earth. Leslie and Henry returned to the United States and reported to the church there what happened. That place was the hardest mission I ever had. While they went back, I kept doing my mission in the Congo. It was a dangerous place where Leslie was attacked by a sorcerer from another city. The spiritually immature shouldn't play with the powers of evil. He has to be prepared spiritually for spiritual confrontation.